Parshas Nosoi, which is a very big parasha with a lot of important yonim. There's one very chashuv parasha in a small parasha, Parasha Ketana of Birchas Kohanim. So, Chelek Dabal Arvul Bov Lemakris Vorchis Nesol Amor Lahem, and Divorch Hashem, and so on. So you have here a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, which be'etzim is the sheirish for the whole topic that we call bracha, giving brachas and so on. That all comes from here, and it's something that is it's not clear. We speak a lot about it in the Shabbos morning Rishonim, what a bracha is, whether it's a tefillah or nevuah. We have different shittas. Both of them have a lot of issues, but what exactly is bracha? What's the mekor bracha? And it's an avoda bracha. In other words, it's kohanim have a chiyuv to be mevarech. There's an inyan of bracha, chiyuv mevarech, and when it's all done with, it says v'somosh ni al bnei Yisrael v'ni yivarechim, that HaKadosh Baruch will be maskim to the kohanim. What does that mean? If it would be a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand. You must part HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misratze, he's oinet to the tefillah. There's some sort of reaction where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our bakoshes. If it's a nevuah, then what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim? So what exactly is a person doing when he's doing a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us askama? It's a dava that really needs a yisaitis to have vana. There's an inyan in Birchas Kohanim. There's something in Birchas Kohanim which is unusual, in that the parasha, the way it's given, and the parasha, the way it happens, is very different. The parasha, the way it says in the Torah, is three psukim, three brachas, three psukim. Each one is a separate parasha. So it's a stuma. Rech Hashem is one parasha. Yor Hashem Pana Velach is a second parasha. Yis Hashem Pana Velach is on Shalom is a third parasha. You have three parashas over here. Each one is a separate entity, separate bracha. And B'Samah Shli is a fourth parasha. In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to say it as one long bracha. They said one long bracha and answered amen at the end. I assume it had the some of the achronim say, I think the Rashi says that's the reason why we say in barchedu b'bracha mishuleshes aksuva b'teira. The bracha mishuleshes aksuva b'teira, that's the right way to say it, because it's a bracha mishuleshes in the Torah, but it's not a bracha mishuleshes when it's amura adi kohanim. The bracha mishuleshes only the Torah. In the Torah, it's three brachas. Kohanim say it as one. And it's almost as if there's a kriyan ksiv here. Manifshach. The pasuk is telling this is what kohanim should say. Kodesh Baruch Shem Yisrael, as if there would be two dots over there. Amar lahem, two dots. So. If they're supposed to say it as one pasuk, say it as one pasuk. Why in the Torah is it written three psukim, and when the Kohanim say it, they say it as one? It's a ledava tema hi. It's something which is really a dvar tema. The Rambam says two nekudas about it. He says after they finished avoda, they would be mevarech bracha achas, and using the shema on feirish. Ki'ilu, those are the two salient nekudas about Birchas Kohanim that he has to give over, is that it was bracha achas, and that was with the Shema Feirish Davka. There's also an interesting, the fact that the Kohanim are the ones that give the bracha, we can say Kohanim, Abderkal, Kedoshim, Toirim, Tzadikim, and so on and so forth, and the B'melech should give the bracha. The brachas are mikusher with avoda. It's a chelik of avoda is bracha. So you have it. Birchas Kohanim is an integral chelik of Tamidu Musafin. The Rambam brings it in Tamidu Musafin, even though technically it's not part of the karbonis. It's not something that's ma'akiv the karbonis, and the karbonis are not ma'akiv it. You can have it without the karbonis, you can have karbonis without it. But it's brought as part and parcel of the Avodah, and that's why for us, there's no logical reason to be part of Shemoneh Esrei. Well, why Shemoneh Esrei? We could have, after davening, we give a klap and say Kohanim, as Yisrael, we're doing every day. So after davening, we give a klap, say Kohanim, and if that Kohanim did, they have to get up and be Mevarech. It's got nothing, it's got no reason why it's part and parcel of Shemoneh Esrei, really. And Baal Korach, the reason is because since you see it's an integrated part of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's an integrated part, this is kilu part of Avodah. So b'meila, when we say it as part of Avodah in our Avodah of Tefillah. In Ritzei, where we speak about Avodah Yisrael Nishi Yisrael, where the Kohanim have to be Nigash, and if that's kilu, in Shemoneh Esrei is the place for it. But it still begs the question, why is it taka, why is it so kosher in Avodah? Good, the person is in a Heilige Matzah den, and it's a high Madrega, it's all fine and good. But that's very, very ancillary. That's not an intrinsic reason why this part is part of Avodah. A third Indian Chazal say over here that the parasha of Brachos is given in the schus of Avram. Chazal are very, very Meirich. The Medrash is Meirich a lot. And the Medrash here brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moses Brachos for Avram. And then he was Moses the Brachos to the Gimel Avis. And Chazal bring the famous Chazal, Yochel Yechaisim Bekulam, Tamilom Yehei Bracha, Vehei Bracha. So, on the one hand, the brachas are given to the three of us. And it says each one was his barach, Mas Avram, each and every one was Yitzchak Be'as Yaakov, Yaakov Be'as Shem Asa Shvotim. The three Mevarachim are Avram and Yaakov. It says that the three Psukim are connected Avram and Yaakov. You have three Psukim. Then Chazal say, Yochel Yechaisim Bekulam, Talmud Loima, it says Veheye Bracha. So, on the one hand, each one of the others was Nisbarech. Kemoshe Nisbarech, Avisein Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Akabako Mikol, or like Chazal say here, each one gave a Bracha. So there is an Inyan of Brachas that split along the three. But it says Veye Bracha, Yochel Yechaisim Bekulam, Talmud Veye Bracha, that Bechochaisim Dloy Bekulam. So there's something in the Mahalach of Bracha that we divide it to the three others dafka. So three others have a special nekuda legabe bracha. Of the three others, Avram Avinu is more than all of them, and we have to be chaisim with him. How do we understand the two stadim? The fact that, first of all, why is bracha shaykh to others? Why is it dafka and others to Kenyan? And the shift between the others, and it has to end with Avram Vaye Bracha. I mean, Liba Emily, that's the reason why the first shayla we asked, it appears in the Torah as three brachas, and yet we say it as one bracha, is a reflection of the same inyan by the others, that three others had brachas in one aspect, and the Sheirish was tied to Avram in another aspect. So you see that brachas can start with three, and brachas can, and brachas, it must go back to one. You see the same dichotomy between the two in the befoil of the brachas as that. But understanding why is the sheirish of brachas by, it starts with Ovis Dafka and so on. Chazal say that the Kohanim stood and they waited for Kodesh Baruch to be maskim to them. It's a dover that needs a big hesba. One more nekuda. B'chlal, we see that Avodah is always tied with brachas. It says by Aaron HaKohen that he was marked in Pasha Shemini, he was marked in the oil on the Zvachim, and then he was Mevorech the Am, and then Vayered Milahaktes HaZvachim HaShlom, and so on. In other words, it was part of the Avodah. Shlomo HaMelech, when he dedicated Beis HaMikdash, when he bought Karbanos, he was Mevarech the Am. The brachas were always tied to that. And it's Koshat Avodah, it's a Poel Yotzev Avodah, and so on. So, one more nekuda about it coming from the Ovis, that will show us a little bit of the Sheirish and so on. It says that the Gemara Babasa says the obvious one is Barech with three brachas, Hakol, Bakol, Mikol. Those are the three brachas that the obvious one is Barech with. Hashem Yosef from Bakoil, and Yeshli Koil, the Mikoil, and so on. Chazal say, what are these brachas? Shehit imon HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ein olam haba. The brachas were that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them some sort of tam of olam haba. So the obvious are the three shashim of bracha, and the bracha that it says by them is that it was hit imon me'ein olam haba. L'chura, it's a little bit, I mean, most brachas are nogea, or I would say all brachas are nogea tolam haza. I mean, the Sada should be Nizbarach, the Ksham should be Nizbarach, the Banim should be Nizbarach, and so on. Those are all in Yanim that Aton Bracha. To be Zochet B'Tolam Olam Hab is a wonderful thing, but it doesn't fit under the rubric of what we would consider Bracha. It's a Schar. But why is that kosher to Bracha? Bracha is Faket, the success a person has, Baruch Aleinu, Sashana Azois, Vaskomis Vasa Lataiva. That's what Bracha is a Chalon. That's what the Vitach Al Kim, Itala Shemaim, Mishmane Ores, Vaidogim, Vasirish. We don't find any Brachas for Olam Haba, really. The Brachas of Dark called Brachas for Olam Haba, the Meram is Olam Haba, but it says that the Shevish's Brachas of Kashbar was mat into them, at Me'ein Olam Haba. We have to understand what Bracha is. And how it expresses itself and so on. We've mentioned a few times brachas are the reflection of they're a reflection of a mahalach that mimics yesh ma'ayin in a limited way. Yesh ma'ayin existed in Briyas Olam. It's with the braces, which is a bracha, which is ois bracha, like Chazal say, that's over with. There is no yesh ma'ayin in this world. What we do have in this world is there are some processes that are for us pure yesh ma'yesh. If a person takes a potato and he cuts it up, if he cuts it up into four pieces, each piece is a quarter of the original piece. If he cuts it into eight pieces, each piece is an eighth, and so on. If he sticks the potato in the ground, another 10 potatoes grow. So there is a musig of ribuy in the world, where things on his rabbe, it's similar to yesh ma'ayin, in the sense that it is more than what you put in. You come up with 100 times what you had. That's something that is not it's not the yesh miyesh of cutting a potato into different pieces. On the other hand, it's yesh miyesh because it needs a sheirish to be chal from. You need something to start it from. What is that something that you're starting from? The in other words, you need that first potato. Is it to be memayit the nes? Every pashas you kind of look at it, you want to be memayit the nes. It's not mamish maisebracious, but there is a certain element of maisebracious to it, in the sense that for how did one potato become 10 potatoes? And again, I'm not speaking medarka teva, it absorbed the nutrients and so on. But it's not this piece of adam. A person is vayivarcha esam alakim vayamu puur vu omilas haaretz. One person can be moiled a billion people. There's certainly it's yesh miyesh. Everyone ate and everyone took stuff from the world. But there's a sense of ribui, which is, it's not within the framework of yesh miyesh. So how does that work exactly? So the brachas have something called a makar. You find the phenomena of yesh me'ayin is the muscle when a person taps into a well. So he opens up a mucker, and that mucker, that source, becomes a source for water. Somebody will say, well, if water can come from nowhere, so why can't I just put a glass and say I'm thirsty and it'll fill up with water? You need a mucker, something tied to teva, which goes beyond the teva and is the conduit for that. So when a person sinks a pipe in and draws a well, and again, we're talking mitzad, a person's tefisa, not mitzad, the mechanics of teva. So a person's tefisa, as long as he has a spout that to an endless well, that becomes a mocker, and that's where the water comes from. That's the Sheirish where it's Nisbarich from. There's a shaila if the Naharis are Mizbarich Mikipon, where in Nisbarich from? When rivers swell up and they start flowing, where are they coming from? We have a mocker, the Inyan of Leida, Al Iske Mocker Baruch Hashem, Makayas Baruch Hashem Kor Yisrael, Al Iske Mocker. The woman's aver of Eilada, the woman's rechem is called a mocker. A source means it's the point that I can trace something's origin, and that's it. So whenever we touch on something that's called a mucker, we are opening a pipeline to something else. So if we sink something, if we sink a pipe into the ground and water spouts, or oil or gas or whatever, we've tapped into something. We don't have access to the infinite amount of water underground, but we have a spout, a source, that becomes a mucker. So every act of bracha, the metzias of bracha is where a branch of the river, of the infinite mucker, becomes in this gal in the world, and is able to be mashpia in this world. So when a person takes a potato and plants it in the ground, it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch, it's not the pshat that you got a yesh me'ayin in the full sense of the word, like if you just say I need a potato and potato comes, but rather he was able to tap in. Every cell has in itself a mucker, every cell has in itself a nekuda of brach of amshacha that is attached to something more than itself, the genes and so on, and we tapped into it, and that's where we have bracha from. So that's where the shefa bracha comes from. So if we're to ask ourselves, how does a person get bracha in this world? Lamashal, if we ask a person, how does a person get a lot of seeds in the world? He's a farmer and he's planting the ground. And we ask ourselves, how does he produce a lot of seeds? The answer has nothing to do with the seeds. With the grain. He'll be metapel with the grain that the insects shouldn't damage it, the sun shouldn't damage it. You can be metapel, but it's a yesh miyesh thing. If you plow the ground, fertilize the ground, tap into a fertile piece of ground, then you've tapped into a mucker, and that's where you get bracha from. So the avodah of bracha lies primarily in the tapping into a mucker, and from the mucker is where the shefa begins to flow by itself, pretty much. So if we'd identified an akudas of bracha, how does one produce bracha? It's by hitting home close to the mucker. The avoda in its broad sense, whether it's karbonis or tefillah, is a hisbatlus of the world towards its source. Utsvo ha-shamayim l'chom ishtachavim. Ishtachavo means oidot to the source. At karbonis is giving up to the mucker. I acknowledge that what I have is bottled to a cherish. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every avoda is oidos baldin, showing either by pair or whatever. If I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying everything is told in you. Bina and refuah and bracha and geula, everything is told in you. So the avoda of tefillah, avoda in its large sense, is this batlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the makom where a person opens up a makor for bracha. Because when I hit home and I tap into the source and I touch, every bria, like I mentioned, for every bria makes it cuts the person off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm independent, I'm myself, I have a reshus nitna, I can do things, I eat noitzetene yachal periyoy and tnulam priyodeo. Everything is all my. So that's what the bria is. When the bria turns around and is oivir Hashem, we're acknowledging the mucker. We are establishing the mucker. That is the mahalach of of a Maisa Avoida. When a person taps into that Makom, he opens up a Makom for Bracha. That's the way in which a person produces something that can begin to be Shefea Shefa Bracha. And that's why Bracha is Dafka Kosher with Avoida, like we said before. Because wherever a person reaches the peak of his batos, when Klal Yisrael as a whole brings its first morning carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying the neshama is from you and it's back to you, that's a makom for bracha. And when Shlomo brought the karbanis, when Aaron, always it's part and parcel of it. If I'm ask myself, where is the right moment to be mevarech Klal Yisrael? It's when a makor has opened up. It's opened up when I have said, it's like when I cut away the outside layers and I say, this is really where it's at. So in tefillah is where the makor of bracha is. As a person goes from the makor outwards, what he gets is a spatzlus. He gets a division, just like the cell that starts, the body starts as one cell, and it begins to divide, and you get the ribuy and the ribu ribuyim. That's the process of bracha. As the person gets to the makor, the person gets less, he sees more and more the shayrish, until the final shayrish is one. Every human being starts as one cell. And when a person traces it all back, that's what he gets to. The one and three avos are called avos because they are shrushim of Klal Yisrael. They were the ones that gave the zera of Klal Yisrael. They are so avos as three are the mukher of Klal Yisrael. Three, the number three is the first number of ribui that brings you back to the mukher, and I want to explain it. Whenever the shayrish is one. When I have a second element, the Maral speaks a lot to that, I have a duality which implies stira, shtei reshuyos, no reconciliation. I have toiv and ra, oir and choshech. Those are, two is be'etzim pirud and be'etzim ribui. And that's why ribui and brach is all the twos, the base is two and chaf is two and resh is two. When I have a third element, three is what brings everything back to the one. So avos as a threesome are the first ribui that points the way. It's like when you want an arrow that points in a certain direction, it's three nekudas. You can make it with lines. If you make it with nekudas, you'll think about it, you'd have like a triangle with the point pointing in a certain direction. That implies all roads flow into this one. That's what an arrow is, because that's how we grasp it. Every kasav ashrishi chir b'neim brings you back to the makor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bracha beklolius is shayach to three, to the avos, because avos are mevarchim. That's the tev of avos, and they are shrashim, and they express sheirish in the bria. Av echad lekulanu. The three avos have, each one has a sheirish, and as a threesome they bring you back to the one, which is Avram Avinu, Eveheye Bracha. Yochel Bekulon Chosmen, a bracha can't end at three. A bracha has to end at one, because that is where bracha comes at a point to. So that's what Chazal mean over here. The bracha is started with the avos, and the avos are the sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and therefore bracha is nesuna to them, and each one had his own bracha. The threesome had to point to one point and end with Avram. The three of avos are three because they bring you to the one, and that's the oimik of what Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha was that it was matim them atam olam haba, not olam haba in the sense of a schar, of reward. We're not talking about schar. Olam haba as a te'ima and the sheirish and the mukher. In other words, their bracha was, their inyan of bracha was, that they had one foot in the very, very sheirish, and therefore were able to serve as a bridge to bring it over to us, the Klal Yisrael, and so on. So the Avodah of Bracha, the Mahus of Bracha, started with the Avos, because Avos, Michaldika told us, Avos are a Shevish for Ribui, and Av, the word Av is Aleph and Beis. Aleph is the one point, and Beis is the point of Bracha and Ribui. Every Av is one, actually the Zachar is Begematria Bracha, that the Zachar is always the one who produces many. A woman, in the Tev of a woman is the Hailada that she has is one at a time. The Av, his Zera is Kecholayam. His side of Bracha, and the woman is the one that specifies each one and takes one at a time. That's the so Avos as such what Gokar Brachas. In internally the Avos had to point to one. And that's why the Torah gave the Brachas such a oifen. The Torah said these are three psukim. When I'm learning it, B'Torah's Talmud Torah, each one is a separate entity. Each one is a separate mitzvah. When I'm trying to add it up together, when I'm saying it B'Torah's Avodadik, when I'm giving brachas, when I'm endowing a bracha onto Klal Yisrael, it has to be endowed as one. So that it's Mishuleshes B'Torah, and the Torah it's written as three. And the way in which it comes through Kohanim and Avodah, it's Bracha Achas. And that's why you have to say Shema Mefarish Bedafka, because you want to hit home at the very Sheirish. The Shemas that come from Shema Mefarish, the Shemas, the Kinuyim, the Oifin of telling it, that's already from the side of Bracha. That's already the Shema Shem is Mizbarech, different Oifanim, and it branches out. But the oifin in which it comes the sheirish has to be dafke echad. So the tina lemeidim the following: HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who in the world itself, what rules is the aside of ribui. That's the world. The world is a makom where things are mugda. It's yesh miyesh. The only hechetimtza of some other thing is the seid of bracha. The seid of bracha requires that there be some bridge, something that is tapped into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into there, into hitimot tam olam haba, and that should serve as the bridge for bringing it over into this world. That becomes a mucker. And that's why Likra Shabbos, it says on Shabbos, the Zohar Kodesh asks, it says, Vayivarech Elokim Aseim Hashvi, Vayikadosh Oisoi, B'mai Birchon. What does it mean with Vayivarech? The man didn't go on Shabbos. So the Zohar says, because it's the mucker of the bracha. But the question is still there. So why, if that's the mucker, then why is there no man on Shabbos? The answer is the job, the nekuda of the mucker lays not into into what it's producing, but into where it's anchoring itself. When a person is digging a well, he's not looking, in the digging of the well, the site is to get as deep as possible, and faket, the water coming up while you're digging the well blocks your efforts. You try to get to the very source of it. Once you're tapped in, then you're looking for the Shefa. So the Avodah of Shabbos is in the non-production, because the direction is to be Neschabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then if you're Neschabet Prophet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shefa comes out the entire week. But the Avodah of Bracha is to be Neschabet to the Mokar Bedafka. I want to speak a little bit about it in a practical sense. What everybody in this world wants to accomplish. Yiratzon Shabrocha Tishre B'mayis Yedeichem is the ultimate bracha we ask for. We don't ask for Yesh Me'ayin. It's not a bracha. It's a klola. It's not do with us. We ask to be productive and to be able to be mashpia. That's what a person wants to do. we think, so obviously bracha in physical things is bracha in physical things, but in ruchnius, a person wants to be mashpia on other people. A person wants to say very nice shtikach Torah. A person wants to daven nicely. All the ruchnistic activities that we're looking for bracha. The mistake is to think that the avodah lies in the outside. L'mashal, if I want to be mashpia on people, so what I need to do? I need to prepare beautiful, nice things to say, nice verses, nice stories, nice shalom, whatever it is. And listen, when you're tending a field, you need to protect the pears. It's not. I don't know. Yes, there's some amount of work that has to go into it, but the real emes is the person has to tap into himself. The more a person's own metzias is rooted in ruchnias, then what comes out is nisrabe. There's substance there. It'll come out in another deherit, another havan, in another knech, in another angle, because he's tapped into his sherish. A person who learns, if you have to prepare shtikl Torah. So again, you work on the shtikl Torah, it's very nice. But if a person wants to be a deeper Talmud Chacham, he should be working on the sugya, on learning it and understanding it. Forget about the shtikl Torah. Understand the sugya well. If your mind understands it, then when you open your mouth, it's going to start coming out. When you see big people, you get a sense almost that he didn't prepare. So where's it coming from? The terrace is, there's so much inside that if you just put a hole into it, it bursts out. If the well, when a person makes a well, it's important that the wall should be solid, and it's important the pump should work well. Everything's important. But what's really important? To tap into a place where there's water. If a person's panemius doesn't contain in itself, it doesn't have itself, what will come out is limited. If I prepare 10 lectures, I have 10 lectures. That's what I have. If I prepare 10 shekel Torah, I have 10 shekel Torah. If I pump myself up to daven on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur nicely, I daven Rosh Hashanah and Kippur nicely. But that things should flow from inside a person. That a person should have bracha more than he has ostensibly put in. That's only shayach if his avodah was bifnim. If the person's avodah was between himself and the source, whether it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu or it's the Torah, that's where the person becomes a mocker. And when a person becomes the site of bracha, if a person is content with boxing and packaging what he has, then that's all he needs to do. But if a person wants bracha, and that's what we etzim want, because as long as we just package and repackage what we have, then there's a sense of futility. So what's the point of it? I have 10 things to say, and I'll say them this way, that way, the other way. But if a person wants to be toyim the tam of olam haba, where there's a sense of infinite, mitzad the hagoshes, mitzad the havanis, mitzad the tefises, mitzad the accomplishments, if a person is out to help other people, if he works on helping other people, then he helps X amount of people. If he works on a leiv toiv, on the Herin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki b'or panech Hashem Elokeinu nasatan Torah Chaim v'avas chesed, the herring that between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bridge is chesed, then it'll come at moments when he might not be up to it or feel capable of it. That's where a person's avodah lies. And when a person is able to dig into that makom and touch a makor, open up a makor in himself of something that's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where a person becomes a sheirish for bracha. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarach, is ma'is yadayim, and that's where the kiyum of Avram's ve'yi bracha is chal every single year. Shabbos.
Every single one. Thank you.